Hello.
Hello, this is Emily from Oakview Financial. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am calling today just to, in regards to a follow-up with your last conversation with your financial advisor, Kyle, and the fact that you wanted to review your insurance and complete a pre-assessment. Do you have time today to complete that one, or would you like to get that one booked in?
Oh, no. Can we do it now while I'm on the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. It does take roughly around the 20-minute mark. Does that still sound good to you?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, if you do have to leave at any time, we can resume at a different time. But depending on everything, it can roughly take about that long.
All right. Yeah, we'll just try to start it and we'll see how we go for time.
Yeah, no worries. Before we do just proceed any further, I just have to let you know that our calls are being recorded for quality and coaching purposes. Are you okay with that one?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. And just to complete security, like always, just need your date of birth and home address.
26 of the 3rd, 86, 7 Raphael Rise, South Morang, Victoria.
Awesome. Thank you for that one. So like I mentioned, I'm not sure if Kyle really went into detail what a pre-assessment consists of, but basically we're just going to run through a bit of your employment, your lifestyle and medical history. And then once we have all of those details, we can send them off to some insurers anonymously. So all of your identifying details are taken off this, and it's just like your main details regarding, like I just mentioned, your employment and medical, and they just provide us with a result on how they would assess you, and from there Kyle can determine which option is best for yourself. Okay?
Sure, no worries.
Awesome. Let's start with employment. So at the moment we have down that you're at stay-at-home mum. Is that still correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you have kind of like a set date in your mind when you're going to return to work, or is it just up in the air at the moment?
It's up in the air at the moment.
Okay. How old is your little one?
I've got three. I've got a 5, 4 and a almost 3-year-old.
Oh, wow. So busy.
Yeah.
No worries. And have you been a stay-at-home mum since your 5-year-old, or did you go back to work for a bit in between?
No, I haven't gone back to work.
Okay, awesome. And then in regards to the employment previous, obviously stay-at-home, that didn't change from what we had down previously was that you were self-employed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then in regards to, you know, your finances, have you had any bankruptcy or Part 9 debt agreements?
No.
At all? Awesome. Okay, beautiful. All right, we'll jump straight into the lifestyle then. Do you intend to travel or live overseas for work or pleasure at all?
No.
No. Awesome. And do you participate in any hobbies or play any sports at all?
No.
No. Okay. Have you smoked tobacco or used nicotine-based substances in the last 12 months?
No.
No. And do you drink alcohol at all?
Yes.
Yes? On average, yeah?
Yeah, just a wine here or there.
Here or there?
Probably once a week, a wine.
Just one wine a week?
Yep.
Awesome. And then have you taken any illicit drugs before at all?
No.
No. Beautiful. And then in regards to your height and weight, we have your current height at 186 centimetres. Is that correct?
I think it's like 175.
175?
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you know your current weight at all?
53.
Awesome. And I know that you've just probably had a baby, but have you lost any weight in the past 12 months at all?
Yeah, I have lost weight since my pregnancy.
Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. And then up next we have what's called transfer terms. We just ask these six questions to all our clients. They can be a little wordy and I have to, you know, go by a script for this one. But if you do have any questions, just let me know. We can talk through it. But the first question here is, are you currently off work or unable to perform the normal duties of your usual occupation, which would be?
No.
No, for you. Yeah, that one's kind of a bit irrelevant considering that you're currently off work. The same one, I'm just going to answer that because technically you're not currently working. But have you been diagnosed or suffer from any illness that may cause a permanent inability to work or a terminal illness at all?
No.
No. And have you ever had an insurance application or cover refused before?
No.
Awesome. And have you ever been paid or are you eligible to be paid or currently in the process of submitting a claim for any illness or injury through your current super fund, workers' compensation, other government benefits or an insurance policy?
No.
No. And just last one here. Have you ever had an insurance application or cover modified or offered under non-standard terms in regards to medical or other conditions?
No.
Awesome. All right, we're in the last leg of this call today. It's just the medical. We'll start with your immediate family. So I'm going to list a bunch of conditions in any of your immediate family, so like your parents or siblings, if they have had any of these before the age of 60, just stop me and we can go from there. But we're starting with heart disease, heart attack or stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson disease or Alzheimer's, muscular dystrophy, Huntington or motor neuron disease, bowel cancer, melanoma, polycystic kidney disease, breast or ovarian cancer, mental health condition. Oh, yeah?
No, none of them.
None of them?
So far.
No diabetes or cardiomyopathy either?
No.
No. Any medicals that you would... any of your family have had that you know of at all?
No, they're all fit and healthy.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Alrighty. Next up is just yourself. So if you have sought advice or treatment for any of the following, this list is a tad longer, but yeah, like I just did, I'll just read them out and then you stop me if it's a yes, okay?
No worries.
Okay. We've got stress, anxiety, depression or mental health disorder, skin cancer, tumour, skin lesions, moles or cysts, back or neck pain or strain, sciatica, spondylitis or any back or neck problems, bone or joint fracture, muscle, ligament, tendon injury, gout or arthritis, HIV, Hep B or C, heart condition, blood condition, any cancers, asthma or respiratory conditions, disease or conditions of the eyes or ears, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, skin condition, diabetes, thyroid conditions, or any other previous surgeries or other conditions that you think are worth mentioning?
No.
No. Beautiful. And just because, you know, you are female, there's just three extra questions. So have you ever had treatment or had result of any abnormal cervical smear tests, including the detection of HPV or any abnormalities of the ovaries at all?
No.
No. Any breast lumps or abnormal mammograms or breast ultrasounds?
No.
No. And any abnormal vaginal bleeding within the last 12 months?
No.
No. Okay, beautiful. Well, that is basically the pre-assessment. So we've gone through that quite quickly, actually. So what's going to happen now is I will just sit down with Kyle and just let him know. But since the fact that you have no real medicals for yourself or your immediate family, I would assume that he's happy to get it sent straight to the insurer. So like I mentioned, it will all be anonymous. So it's not actually going to be on your record or under your name at all. At this point in time, we are seeing the response back from them. The insurer is roughly taking 2 to 3 weeks. Roughly we'll be in touch in maybe a little bit over that, just so Kyle has time to review those results. But when we do have them, we will reach out to you from there. But if anything, in the meantime, you're still more than welcome to give us a call and we'll try and keep you up to date if there's anything that pops up in the meantime as well for you, okay? Mm-hmm.
Perfect. No worries. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. No worries. Thank you so much for your time. Bye.